Trend number one, the Internet of Things reaches critical mass. According to the Gartner Group, the number of connected gadgets in use will reach 8.7 billion by year-end 2017. While consumer Internet of Things solutions comprise 63% of the global market in 2016, IoT-related spending at the enterprise level is growing rapidly, especially in manufacturing, transportation, and utilities. In 2016, the world's leading manufacturing companies, including General Electric and Bosch, invested $178 billion in IoT projects dealing with manufacturing operations, predictive maintenance, and asset management. In 2017, IoT-related enterprise technology spending will reach $273 billion. General Electric, for example, uses Cisco's networking infrastructure to securely store, transmit, and analyze equipment performance data collected through GE Brilliant Manufacturing Suite. The company has recently employed the so-called Brilliant solution at a California factory and increased its productivity by 25%. Analysis by The Motley Fool shows that a 1% average increase in the worldwide productivity of manufacturing companies would result in $10 to $15 trillion in global GDP growth. Similarly, IoT spending by transportation companies reached $78 billion in 2016. Where did the money go? $55.9 billion, or 72% of the total, was spent on smart freight monitoring solutions. By enhancing dumb objects, including vehicles, refrigerators, and even bulk goods, with RFID tags and Zigbee sensors, enterprises are able to collect machinery, personnel, and cargo data, identify inefficiencies, and subsequently reduce operating expenses. Did it pay off? 70% of logistics companies that have already initiated IoT projects generated a 30% increase in productivity and order processing efficiency. Cisco believes that the impact of the Internet of Things on logistics and supply chain businesses can reach $1.9 trillion by 2025. And utilities spent $69 billion globally on IoT in 2016. This spending was dominated by so-called smart grid solutions. For instance, General Electric's digital power plant solution enables wind farms and power plants to generate electricity with real-time control and little to no environmental impact. According to GE's estimates, the system can help the average gas-powered plants reduce operating costs by at least $50 million a year. By switching to smart grids, the USA can save up to $42 billion in energy costs during the first year, as well as reaping other IoT benefits, such as the real-time control over energy bills, large-scale off-peak charging of electric vehicles, and the growing utilization of renewable energy. But the cost-saving opportunities don't stop there. IoT solutions such as healthcare, retail, banking, insurance, and consumer electronics will save even more. And, of course, consumer spending on money-saving smart home solutions will top $63 billion by 2020. However, the biggest story of 2017 and beyond is that the highest leverage, most innovative IoT opportunities will be revenue-driven rather than cost-driven. For instance, R-Style Lab, a firm dedicated to the identifying of IoT opportunities for clients, estimates that as soon as 2018, the global revenue-related impact of IoT could be as high as $4.6 trillion. Obviously, much of this value will accrue to end users in the form of consumer surplus. But the impact on business profit will be very significant. In 2025, this $4.6 trillion in IoT revenue enhancement will impact virtually every economic sector. According to R-Style Lab, it will break down as follows. Banking, $154 billion. Manufacturing, $913 billion. Retail, $326 billion. Healthcare, $313 billion. Transportation, $325 billion. Utilities, $201 billion. Government, $570 billion. and the remaining $1.8 trillion spread over a wide range of service industries. Consider the home automation market. According to Pavel Shilenok, CTO at RStyle Lab, 90% of modern smart home systems are all about connecting air conditioning and lighting systems to a smartphone app, and it doesn't really make the home smart. The focus is almost solely on saving money. On the other hand, genuine smart home systems should incorporate artificial intelligence algorithms and be able to learn a homeowner's habits, thus requiring little management on his part. In short, both consumer and business application of IoT business opportunities will increasingly arise from turning data into money. IoT's business value is particularly evident in the manufacturing sector. Back in 2015, Tata Consulting Services surveyed 3,645 companies and found that the largest IoT-driven revenue increases were in manufacturing. 79% of manufacturers indicated using IoT solutions in the workplace, and they reported an average 28.5% increase in revenue growth related to IoT. Next was financial services, with a 17.7% increase in revenues, followed by media and entertainment at 17.4%. The car industry had the lowest revenue gain, with a 9.9% increase. Across all sectors, companies reported average IoT-driven revenue growth of 15.6%. Consider the case of predictive maintenance. The so-called equipment-as-a-service business represents the future of the industrial Internet of Things. In this example, original equipment manufacturers enhance agriculture, construction, and mining equipment with sensors and provide associated services, including remote diagnostics and prompt repair. The company that delivers this capability first and best will be able to create a significant competitive advantage over the competitors. Provided your company learns to collect and process user-generated data effectively and non-intrusively, so-called IoT as a service can enhance the revenues of any connected business solution. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, in order to develop an effective IoT monetization strategy, companies will focus on three activities. 1. Collect data on a connected gadget's usage, analyze it, and make the findings available to the end customer. 2. Study user feedback and adjust product structure at the feature level, often using configurable offerings. And 3. Offer flexible consumption of an IoT solution. 2nd, in 2018, worldwide IoT investments will focus on 4 primary functions: product monitoring, customer monitoring, supply chain monitoring, and premises monitoring. Some of these solutions are unexpected. For instance, product monitoring IoT embedded in vehicles is making it easier for lenders to repossess vehicles in case of default. 3rd, between now and 2025, a wide range of IoT solutions will transform retailing. Consider 9 of the emerging opportunities and the companies pioneering them. 1. Beacon and sensor-based analytics. The companies in this group provide hardware and software solutions to help stores track visitors, optimize staff time, control discounts, monitor promotions, and so on. Euclid Analytics, for example, provides an analytics platform which monitors the visitors and determines how promotions affect traffic in the store. 2. Beacon-based marketing. The solutions from this group of companies also tracks the customers, but uses this data for marketing purposes. For example, Estimote sends push notifications about products or promotions to the phones of buyers who are nearby. Kimetrics sensors visually track the age of buyers, their gender, and clothing style to present them with an individual marketing proposal. 3. Beacon analytics and marketing. The solutions from this group of companies are aimed at correlating internal analytics and marketing research. 4. Inventory tracking. QHOP develops special sensors that are designed to protect goods from theft. Sensors automatically unclip off the goods after their purchase. Another startup, Cozy, develops robots that monitor products using specialized indoor mapping software. 5. Indoor mapping. These startups create detailed maps of shops and shopping malls. This allows retailers to help shoppers find the right products and get information about current discounts or promotions. 6. Service robots. Startups Simbri Robotics and Fellow Robots are developing robots that will help customers quickly find products and ensure the shelves stay stocked. Fellow Robots plans to launch Lobot in 11 stores this fall. 7. Loss prevention. Gatekeeper uses RFID tags with automatic wheel locking so that they do not release shopping carts without paid purchases. 8. At-home shopping buttons. Startups Quick and Haiku offer specialized devices that allow users to order different products directly from home. Similar to the Amazon one-click buttons, Quick enables customers to reorder products with a single click, while the Haiku device can scan barcodes to identify goods for reordering and can also recognize the voices of users. And 9. Smart dressing rooms. Letting the shoppers request new items from the store, adjust lighting in the fitting rooms, and see outfit recommendations is also a reality now. Oak Labs created an interactive touchscreen mirror which, with the help of RFID tags, can determine which goods the buyer brought into the room and then recommend related products. The startup already works successfully with the sales network of Polo Ralph Lauren shops. These are only the beginning. As IoT becomes cheaper and more ubiquitous, the human imagination is the only limit.